Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. is in the national spotlight this week after flyers posted on campus were referred to the FBI. The flyers referenced the recent assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk and sparked debate over free speech, campus safety, and the federal government's growing scrutiny of political activity on university campuses. KPFA's Dahlia Lozier has more.
Georgetown University public safety officials removed and handed over to the FBI flyers that were posted around campus earlier this week that referenced the recent assassination of Charlie Kirk. The flyers gained national attention after Turning Point USA spokesperson Andrew Colvin posted a photo of one on X. Some flyers depicted a censored image of Charlie Kirk, while others boasted phrases that were written on a bullet casing found at the scene of Kirk's assassination. Other flyers had captions that read, quote, "the only political group that celebrates when Nazis die," and, quote, "do something more than symbolic resistance." All flyers displayed QR codes that linked to a Google form and invited students to join the John Brown Club. By Friday morning, the QR code directed users to a link that stated the documents were no longer accessible due to violations of Google's terms of service. The flyers referenced John Brown, a radical abolitionist who became a national figure in the 1850s for his violent campaign against slavery. In 1859, he led a raid on the federal armory at Harper's Ferry, Virginia, hoping to arm enslaved people and spark a rebellion. Brown was ultimately captured and tried, becoming the first American to be executed for treason. A Fox News article recently published about the flyers links the Georgetown John Brown Club to an organization called the John Brown Gun Club, a largely decentralized fringe movement associated with Redneck Revolt, a group that sometimes refers to itself as anti-fascist, but whose members come from across the political spectrum. The incident has garnered national attention, with Department of Education Secretary Linda McMahon tweeting Thursday night, quote, "allowing violent rhetoric to fester on our nation's campuses without consequences is dangerous. It must be condemned by institutional leaders." Cash Moore, a Georgetown sophomore, spoke to Fox News on Thursday about his concern that the Trump administration will retaliate against Georgetown as an institution.
I think the first thing I thought was a little disappointment that some people perhaps on this campus hold that violence is something that is productive in society. And my second thought was kind of a worry that if this ended up blowing out of proportion, that we might be the next target to like get defunded. Like if Trump, you know, somehow saw this. We already have Linda McMahon posting on X about it, Ted Cruz posting. I think one of the things I worried about is Trump going to target us next? You know, we already have National Guard outside, which I think has been scary for a lot of students.
For its part, the university has issued a statement that reads, quote, "Georgetown University has no tolerance for calls for violence or threats to the university. Upon discovering the new flyers, the university removed them and reported them to the FBI." The episode at Georgetown this week is just one example of the federal government and its partner institutions' recent crackdown on free speech in America. On Thursday, President Donald Trump directed his administration to look into funders of what his officials dubbed left-wing terrorism, naming two top Democratic donors, billionaires George Soros and Reid Hoffman, in an alleged conspiracy to finance violent protests against the government. Trump's directive Thursday put the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force in charge of the investigation and said the effort would be conducted by various agencies across the administration, including the Treasury Department, which was directed to, quote, "identify and disrupt financial networks that fund domestic terrorism and political violence." Kash Patel condoned this action at a press conference.
People and organizations have collected funds and put them out into the streets of America and organized violence across our country. And thanks to your recognition of this and this executive order and the AG's leadership to lead out and prosecute these individuals, we are properly going to chase them down like the domestic terrorists that they are.
The incident is similar to one that occurred recently at UC Berkeley, in which 160 faculty and students had their names sent to the Trump administration in a federal investigation into alleged anti-Semitic incidents. Many affected individuals had little information about the allegations or chance to respond, raising concerns about academic freedom and free speech. Like the Georgetown Flyer incident, the case highlights growing federal scrutiny of political activity on college campuses. A representative from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, has already called for retribution against the university. In a post on X on Wednesday, she replied to Turning Point USA's spokesperson Colvett, saying, quote, defund all tax dollars, not one single dime. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.